The best terminology.
Anyway, we find that the spiritual component works with the material component. They work separate and they also work in conjunction with each other. Just as the husband and wife. The husband and wife have their separate lives, but they also must live together, especially to reproduce themselves. So we have this spiritual component or dimension of the human life and form, and we have that material component and dimension. And the spiritual component and dimension amazes us and mystifies us right today, after all the sciences have come to try to scientifically explain everything about man, still it mystifies us. Not only us lay people, but I read the words of scientists themselves, they are still baffled. They are still facing wonders. Oh, this is a wonder. They're still amazed at the form and functions of this dark side of the human being, the side that we can't clearly understand. And God wants that to be put on solid basis too. He wants that to have proper form and proper behavior too. So he gives us encouragement by telling you, look at the heavens. It's as mysterious as you are, I'm also. But see how God has made it to work in obedience to him. It obeys him. And see how wonderful it is, and see how much you love it, and how much you admire it, and how much it satisfies the aesthetic needs in your life, and the need for a sense of order in your life. It's so much a great influence in this respect that the prophet prayed Jesus, according to their reports of what he said, and give us, he said, the kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in the heavens. On earth as it is in the heavens. What was he responding to that he saw in the heavens? The great vast order of harmony, agreement, brightness, brilliance, beauty, order and peace, and independence in that unity. Yes, they share unity and they are all working together. But the body also, the heaven body also has its own little kingdom, its own little orientation that it conducts by itself, and at the same time, in conjunction and in connection with the other heavenly bodies. So how come we can't have our own separate kingdoms? How come I, Wallace Dean Muhammad or W.D. Muhammad, Radical Dean Muhammad, how come I can't have my separate kingdom, the autonomy of my own being? They call the autonomy of the individual. How come I can't have my separate independence within the total independence? How come I can't realize a great sense of authority and responsibility? How come I can't have the badge of command and authority? How come I can't be respected as the boss in my house? How come I can't be respected as the boss on my block, as a community? How come I can't be respected as a community, trustworthy, worthy of supervising and looking after the life and destiny and future of this neighborhood or this community? How come I can't be trusted? I want my body in the heavens too. And one black spokesman for African recovery, from the black man's recovery, he said he believed that one day will come, the day will come when Africa, he meant the African people, the African children, us and all of us, will take our places, our place, he said, in the constellation of the heavens. He mean that we will have that lift, that lofty place in the eyes of man and society. We will have that independence in the eyes of man and society. That one day we will be respected as stars too, with orbits of our own, with fields of command of our own, with territories under our command. Why not? Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum.
Takbir! Takbir! Takbir!